One day this summer, I went to my beach club and set up my chair under the shade of a tree. I was aware that there was an event going on in the dining room. Then I noticed an empty beach chair set up on the edge of the boardwalk, beach towel hung over the back, flip-flops in front of the chair. Time went by. Strange, I thought. Where is she? The woman who always sat in that spot. I didn't know her well, other than to say hello and to share an observation about the weather or the tides or the books we were reading. Soon I realized that the event going on inside was a memorial service. Her memorial service. I was surprised and sad at her death. At my first walk on the beach that day, I found myself picking up some interesting stones and shells, and I realized they were for her. So I built a mini cairn in front of her beach chair. Over the course of the day, others added their monuments to her, a pile of shells, a gull feather, beach glass, more stones, an interesting piece of driftwood, until they surrounded her chair. Even we, who did not know her well, wanted to remember her well. Ceremonies and rituals of death have important roles. They help us find our way, to remember the one lost, and to help us grieve. A memorial service provides a time and a place to openly express our grief in community. But what do we do when the service is over and our grieving must continue? Poet Denise Levertov writes, "Ah, grief, I should not treat you like a homeless dog who comes to the back door for a crust, for a meatless bone. I should trust you. I should coax you into the house and give you your own corner." We know that there is no one right way to grieve, but grieve we must. Otherwise, our emotions become overwhelming, and it is tempting to self-medicate with anything that numbs us and takes away some of the pain of our loss. To be in grief is hard, but to suffer long-term anxiety and depression rooted in aborted grief is heart and soul crushing. Staying with our grief and transforming it takes time and entails making meaning of our loss. It is exhausting work. But when we open to mystery, there is magic, even in the midst of pain. How do we continue to heal ourselves and remember well those we have lost? Rituals. Personal and communal, spontaneous or planned, often express more than words can. By providing the gifts of deepening and strengthening bonds and an opening to grief that transforms us. In ritual actions, we not only express what we are experiencing, but we exercise our creative capacities to reorder our world. Rituals help us shape an answer to a question we grapple with every significant loss. Who am I now? Who am I now? There's a great power in even small ritual acts, picking up an object that someone used and you associate with them, setting up a space for a formal or casual altar of remembrance. Memorials and rituals can be powerful and comforting. Each person must decide how best to celebrate the memory of the one they have lost. Creating new traditions and rituals that honor the memory of our loved one can be a way of beginning to find new meaning in life, to work our way through the journey of grief. Perhaps these simple rituals, holding a moment of silence or saying their names out loud before a meal or family gathering, volunteer for or make a donation to their favorite charity, give gifts to family and friends that evoke their memory, donate a book in their name, make a scrapbook or a memory book, as our children have, to either give away or to keep. Play the person's favorite music. Plant a tree or a garden or a bench in their memory. Or a particularly powerful ritual to help others in their memory. Rituals strengthen the bond between our dead and we who remember them. And so now we will create a communal altar of remembrance. You are invited to bring forward the photo that you brought and place it on the altar or clip it to the lattice. There is a slip of paper in your order of service that you can write their name or names on. And there are extra slips of paper and pens at the end of each pew. If you would rather not come forward, others in your pew can help by bringing them forward for you. You can collect your photo or slip of paper after the service. If they're left here, I'll collect them and put them in an envelope that will sit on the exchange shelf in the front office. After next Sunday, photos or slips of papers still left there will be burned and their ashes will be scattered around the tree out in our circular parking lot. If the photo you leave behind is obviously an heirloom, it will be left on the exchange shelf. But remember, we might not be able to identify who the photo belongs to.